And you're tuned in to No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. Cubs starting us off there with New York City off the 1997 Mahler collection of miscellaneous outtakes, rarities, so forth on Mint Records. And you may recognize that song as covered by They Might Be Giants on their Factory Showroom album. Going to continue with Heart Beach off their brand new second album, Kiss Your Face, out on Spunk. And the release date of this seems to be very kind of spread out. It's out in the UK now. It came out in Australia in maybe November. And US, who knows? It's still not out digitally here, at least. So here comes Heart Beach with Counting.
Shadows in the daylight. I can't count the times that we ended up together and it's turned out fine. So much more. A cover of the pillow that you put your head on, and it doesn't even matter 'cause your skin's so soft.
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was Devo with Uncontrollable Urge off of the New Traditionalist Live in Seattle 1981 album that came out on Bougie Boy, their own label, a couple years back. It was vinyl for Record Store Day, and that's a great song to sing with toddlers. They really like the Yeah Yeah part. Kitchen People before that and Bad Mates off of their self-released Trendoid LP. John Wesley Coleman III and Shovel from his new one Microwave Dreams on Super Secret. The New Lines and The Cleansing Frost from their 2013 Fallen Line LP on Moonglyph. We heard from Allison Crutchfield and Dean's Room from her new Tourist in This Town album on Merge. She was in both Waxahachie and Swearin, and she's coming to Harrisonburg on March 3rd with her band The Fizz, I believe is what she's calling them. And starting off the set, Heart Beach with Counting off their second album, Kiss Your Face on Spunk. Going to continue with new music from The Bats. The album's called The Deep Set, out on the historic Flying Nun label. This one is No Trace.
Lost in the street, trying to meet someone to try and help me. Faces around, look to the ground, wondering what might be. There'll be no reason tonight. I'll see no trace of your life. Days at an end, I'm on the mend. Should be time to unwind. Always on my mind. There'll be no reason tonight, and I'll see no trace of your life. And I'll see your face again, but the phone won't ring tonight. Kafka. He wrote stories that were spooky and dark. Do you know about the author? Franz Kafka. His tales of redemption were no walk in the park. Have you heard about the writer? Franz Kafka. He got no approval or love from his dad, none. That's why the author, Franz Kafka, wrote about a cockroach hiding under the bed. And there's the weasel in the burrow, an obsessive anti-hero, the man hungry in his circus cage. And sooner or later, it occurs to the reader, these are symbols of entrapment, of our own horror and rage. Well, have you heard about the writer, Franz Kafka? He died of pneumonia at age 42. Check out the writer, Franz Kafka, for some of his stories may have meaning for you. And there's the Great Wall of China, a subtle reminder of a castle full of empty rooms. Yet all the bugs and all the people, omnipotent and feeble, transcending all the doom and gloom. Whoa. Have you heard about the writer, Franz Kafka? He wrote stories that were spooky and dark. Do you know about the writer, Franz Kafka? His tales of redemption were no walk, hay in the park. Franz Kafka, do you know about Franz Kafka? Franz Kafka, yeah.
Sidewalk looks more and more like the forest floor. I used to walk on because nothing will stay where it is. This way you always perceive emptiness. Nothing will stay where it is. And in this way you always perceive emptiness. The world around you, you'll just start to hate it. And there is no right way to let go of this world we love without any deep scarring. That's why I can see myself in 20 years picking weeds mouth first in abandoned lots just to press them into my breaking skin. To recreate the young flesh I'm living in. Because nothing will stay where it is. And in this way you always perceive emptiness. Nothing will stay where it is. And in this way you always perceive emptiness. And we just go on and manufacturing inferior substitutes.
You're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was Fatu Sidi Gali and Migri No Hawan from the compilation Agrim Agadez on Sahel Sounds, which compiles a bunch of music from the Sahel region of Niger. Tim Wolf before that, and No World off the No World All Thunder EP on Apollonian Sound, which is a pay what you want download. Greg Turner before that, and Franz Kafka from his Chartbusters album on Feeding Tube. And Greg Turner was in the late 70s punk band Angry Samoans. Before that, Autumn Nicole Wetley and Wish I Had a Home off of her Live at Hamilton House that she self-released through Bandcamp. That was actually an early Rebel Kind show from 2012 where Aaron Davis was helping out on percussion. Starting off the set, The Bats with No Trace off the deep set on Flying Nun, their brand new album. Going to continue with His Golden Messenger off of the Vestapol album that came out on Merge with their Heart Like a Levy album that came out last fall. It was a bonus album. And His Golden Messenger are in fact playing tonight in Harrisonburg at the Court Square Theater. I'm actually going to be ending my show an hour early so I can head off to that with station manager Jeremy Franklin. So here comes His Golden Messenger with Together's Just a Word.
Happy New Year, the South won't rise. rise again. No, Happy New Year, gotta work to make that arc bend. Yeah, Happy New Year, away from these old white men. Yeah, Happy New Year, at least Prince can't die again. Happy New Year, it can't be this one again.
And that'll about wrap up this week's No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington, cutting things a little short for His Golden Messenger purposes. That was Mac McConn of Super Drunken Bird Records with Happy New Year, Prince Can't Die Again, that he originally released as a digital single, but was later included on the Battle Hymns compilation that Quasi put out to benefit a whole bunch of very worthwhile charities. And the Quasi digital compilation they were just selling through their website actually made the Billboard charts last week, so thumbs up to that. Mark Fian before that, and Lumina off of the MF2 LP on Richie. We heard from Rob Noyes and Ash off the Feudal Spirit LP on Poon Village. And starting off the set, His Golden Messenger, and Together's Just a Word from their Vestapole album on Merge, the bonus kind of lo-fi album that accompanied their Heart Like a Levy album from this past fall. And as I mentioned, they're playing tonight in Harrisonburg at Court Square. So time to make your plans, I suppose. Going to leave you with Matthew E. White and Flo Morrissey, who have a new album, Gentlewoman Ruby Man, out on Glassnote, and they're going to be playing in Richmond on Tuesday, February 7th at the Broadbury, so maybe requires a little more advanced planning. This is their cover of the Velvet Underground's Sunday Morning. Have a good evening.